It's the only golf radio show in the capital of golf. It's the Cognizant Classic Live here on ESPN 106.3. Every Saturday morning, the stories, the players, the leaderboard, we cover it all. To tee off your weekend, it's the Cognizant Classic Live.
A new Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, champion, a new first-time champion on the PGA Tour, and for the first time in nearly 10 years, everything had to go into a Monday. Needless to say, it was an eventful first running of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, and we're about to talk about it and get a recap as we welcome you into the only golf radio show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. This is Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. I am Ken LaVica. We want to thank everybody at Gosling's. They hosted the Bear Trap this time around. Slip on your boat shoes, dust off your driver. The good life awaits with Gosling's, the official rum of leisure, family owned and operated, always in good hands with Gosling's. The Gosling's Bear Trap was rolling. The Gosling's Lounge was absolutely outstanding. The Gosling's Spirited Seas Ocean Aged Rum, which you can buy publicly as well, was an absolute hit. The Gosling's Tonic Water, that's Gosling's, the official rum of leisure. And what a marathon that was at PGA National. Full of storylines, full of drama, a little bit of waiting, a whole lot of rain, but there is a new champion on tour. It is Austin Eckroat, and he does it on a Monday. Eckroat, the 25-year-old, the Oklahoma State product, his 50th tour start, and he is victorious by three shots at PGA National. And we'll talk with Todd Fleming, the executive director, now full-time executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, in just a couple of minutes. Also, we will hear Rick Haro sitting down with Gary Player, the legend, the Jupiter resin. So there's a lot to listen to here on this Saturday morning. And if you went out to PGA National, hope you enjoyed yourself. I was out there on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, and the hospitality was amazing per usual. It was great to talk to an awful lot of you, and outstanding action, including Rory McIlroy, who was in the mix almost the entire time before falling off on Sunday. Ricky Fowler made the cut. Some big names were there at the end. The course played tough, and a whole lot of water balls on 17, that is for sure. But Austin Eckroat, the 25-year-old, with his first PGA Tour victory. Inclement weather, all that rain on Sunday, it delayed play by several hours, and once things got started right around 4:15 Eastern time, everybody knew that this thing was going to Monday, and it was really... It was frustrating, but also it's certainly not the first time that this has happened at PGA National. And heavy rains. Austin Eckroat was at 15 under par entering Monday, and he ended up running away with this thing. He ended up clinching it on 17, in fact. Two birdies over seven holes Sunday afternoon, but then play was called off because of the darkness. And then Eckroat, he didn't skip a beat. He went out there on Monday, 4 under 67 in that extended final round. Three-shot victory. He started Monday on number 8, and he had a couple of pars. First four holes, in fact, but then birdied 12 and 13. Only one bogey in the final round for Eckroat at 14, but he got his lead back to three shots, birdying 16. He would clinch it on the very next hole. Tied for second was Min-Woo Lee and Eric Van Ruyen, who was at the Seminole Pro-Am waiting to see if he was going to have to be a part of a playoff. He was going to get shuttled from Seminole to PGA National if need be, but it never came to fruition, as Austin Eckroat is the Cognizant Classic and the Palm Beaches champion. He, at 25 years old, has his first tour victory, and that is how everything played out in 2024. This feels like a good time to get a tournament recap with the executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, Todd Fleming. Rick Haro and I had a chance to sit down with him after Monday's conclusion of the final round. You probably saw, certainly might have used, some of the charging stations at PGA National presented by FPL. South Florida Power and Light Company, FPL, investing in clean emissions-free solar energy with 60 solar energy centers in operation across the state. Visit FPL.com/solar to learn more. FPL. Todd Fleming with a look back at this year's Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, the brand new executive director with Rick Harrow and myself. This is Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live on ESPN 106.3.
Recap edition with a man who we're very fortunate has taken some time to do so with us with the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. He is now, it is no longer incoming. It is now the actual executive director of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Todd Fleming with us here on ESPN 106.3. I suppose let's just start here, most broad way possible, coming off of an extended version of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Is how you feeling about everything and what you observed over, I suppose, 4.5 days with actual action?
Yeah, well, look, happy to be removed the interim type of title and really excited about having this community embrace me in this event. So again, thanks for having me back on, but excited to get going. So look, my takeaway from the week in general is just the simple fact of we encountered a lot of issues. You know, we had darkness, inclement weather that was really, really unexpected. And my takeaway is going to be that we performed. You know, the team on the ground, all the support, all of our vendors, everybody really stepped up and performed. And I've heard from many of those that were out on the course that they just felt different this year in and around their experience and their opportunities. And so my biggest takeaway is that we've got a lot of the good building blocks in place. We've got a lot of good bones, and it's going to be really, really fun to figure out how we continue to push this thing towards 25 and beyond.
When it comes to just relationship with sponsors and partners, and you shook a million hands over the course of the last several weeks, let alone the last 5 days leading into today, what was that like? Just conversations with partners, whether it's been short term, long term, decades, 1 year, how were some of those conversations?
Those conversations were great. I think ultimately, having Cognizant as our title sponsor just really breathed some new life and some new air into the discussions and our partners, whether they're long-term partners or kind of new and partners that we would like to extend. Everybody just felt like having them involved was something that we could build upon. But the conversations from a business perspective really centered around where's the opportunities, what else could they be doing, how could we lean in together for future editions of this. And then obviously some of the extension conversations have already begun. So we're in a really, really good spot in regards to that. But the other part that I wanted to get across to everybody were really about our intent and our ongoing charitable aspect. I think there was a little, I don't want to say rumor is not the right word, but maybe a little bit misunderstanding of how charitable we're going to be moving forward, which I know is so very important to our partners, the community, and the people coming to our events. And so I just spent some time making sure that they understood that there is still a heavy charitable aspect to this. The CHC is still our foundation partner and who we're going to use, and that there's going to be millions of dollars that Cognizant, the PGA Tour, and this event continue to dump back into this marketplace each and every year. So, you know, all in all, I think that message is starting to resonate. And then obviously from a business perspective, people were really excited about what's to come.
Todd, it's fantastic that you have a solid foundation from which to build. And part of it is obviously the Cognizant 6 year plus stability, but built on 42 years of American Honda, you know, not only the longest running sponsor. So now when it's the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches, everybody knows it's basically here to stay. Why? Because you guys are going to make it here to stay. And it is. But also there's $70 million in charity that's been committed heretofore. Talk first about the stability of the tournament.
Yeah, look, it's something really, really special. You don't see that often anymore in American sports, let alone American business, right? It's something that has withstood the test of time. Couple different courses and locations that it's been at, but you know, really happy with our partnership with Cognizant, and then obviously in the Palm Beaches and Palm Beach County, and again, our host kind of city in Palm Beach Gardens. And then our relationship with the PGA Resorts is just stellar. So to me, I think it's, look, if you look at how everybody leaned in very quickly here when Honda decided that it was time for them to step away and do something different, how Cognizant stepped up, how Palm Beach County stepped up, how all of the community advisors and the politicians, everybody leaned in, and then ultimately the PGA Tour and us coming in to say, hey, we value this marketplace. We can't let this go away, and we're going to take the reins here. And so I think, again, Cognizant's term is great, which provides the stability that we need to keep the event here. I think that you'll see hopefully some more of what you saw this week, which is 19 of the top 50 players on the tour that saw value in this and wanted to be part of the first edition of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. So I think, to me, it's, again, we have the ability here now to really think strategically. We have no worries about whether or not the tournament's going to be here or not. We can really start to think about the experiential elements, the business aspects of this, the charitable aspects of this, and then how do we just keep putting on the best possible fan experience that we can each and every year.
Well, so I guess I am equivalent to old Tom Morris. I'm the keeper of the musty old history, not only in Palm Beach County, but all of South Florida. And so in 1977, I remember walking around and seeing Johnny Miller and the Jackie Gleason Inverary Classic, which you, I don't think, were born yet, but that was one of the precursors of one of the oldest sporting events now in South Florida, and the stability. You can't underestimate how important that stability is. It's a $40 million business, and as a guy who has hawked public-private partnerships my whole life, this is a wonderful investment for the public sector to be involved in. The business side, the deals that are done, the awareness, the publicity, and as a national story, this is huge. Talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's, you know, our marketplace is one of the leading kind of financial kind of marketplaces in the country right now. Every business wants to be here. Everybody wants to move here. And so that allows us to fortify what we want to look like from a commerce standpoint and inside this community in this this county. But again, we can have a ripple effect across the entire North America. And that's the plan, is, again, we have to take care of home. Take care of the businesses that are here and take care of the partnerships that we have that are so valuable in the local marketplace. But what this is really going to allow us to do at this point is to really think kind of nationally and globally about which brands and which experiences do we want to bring here. Everybody wants to be here, right? Golf is the magnet that brings people here. Once they spend time in our community, they're either figuring out how do they move here. They're either figuring out how they bring their business here, open up an office, so on and so forth. So I think that we just need to continue doing the things that have made this community so successful, which is promoting ourselves as we're open for business. And the tournament and my role inside of that can continue to lead some of that discussion. But we just use the natural landscape that we've got, the topography, the beauty of it, the creative thinkers that are inside each and every municipality that we have here. And we have to harness all of that and bring that to the fold for the new brands and the new organizations that we want to attract to be part of our experience and our tournament moving forward. But I certainly think that we have the ability, once again, we fortify home and make sure that everybody here understands that this is their event. It allows us to think creatively and then go after some of those national and international brands to be here.
My other big question, as a resident of Palm Beach County now in South Florida, and any business attraction is a win for the county and a win for its residents because of the economic impact it generates. And I also understand from days working with NFL and otherwise, when you lose something, it takes that much, twice as much effort to get it back, and nobody understands until it's gone. And so I don't know if people really do understand the significance of removing the interim title from you and also taking, admittedly, the cloud from the tournament now that Cognizant gives you the 6 years. Sky's the limit, pal. You've got, you know, the Dolphin Pro-Am we used to do. We need to talk about that. The idea of reaching out to all of the other pro franchises. Spring training is here during that time, so why not take advantage of it? Basically, this is a $40 to $50 million business on an annual basis, and and you're in charge of it. So good luck.
Yeah. Well, look, I appreciate that, Rick. And you've said something. I mean, we had the Nationals here on Sunday. Some of the players, you know, they got caught obviously in the inclement weather and weather delay that we had, but still some of them came out on Sunday as our invited guests. I've met with the Dolphins and everybody from Hard Rock. And again, we're working on our relationship further. My ties back to the Miami Heat, my days working there. The great thing about the Miami Heat is that there's so much longevity and tenure in that organization. Even the people that I worked with that wrapped their arms around me when I was just a young buck at that organization are still there. So you're right. I mean, we get a chance to be part of a bigger whole, of a community that brings sports and entertainment, to this marketplace and this region. And we all need to lean in together. And I'd say those conversations are ongoing. And we want to do our part. And I think everybody else has really, really embraced me. So I appreciate everybody from those organizations, with all the well wishes and then obviously wanting to dive in and talk business straight away. So it's been fun.
So the other thing I think is very important is you get your feet firmly planted on the ground and, taking advantage of the collective expertise here. The largest sports business, in Palm Beach County and the fact that, golf is fast growing as well, and not just from the professional tour side and the potential for more players and a better field, but also the girls, LPGA alliances. How about the first tee program? All of the things that happen in a golf business, they come to effectively a couple locations. One is the Southwest, Palm Springs, Phoenix, broadly defined, and here. And again, you have the tremendous potential to take advantage of that building from ground zero for you, but, you know, 40 some odd years for history and then taking it to the next level. You know, talk about that.
Yeah, look, you mentioned something. That was one of the most appealing things when I was going through the interview process and discussing with the PGA Tour this opportunity is the ability to again, use my background from commercial sales and marketing, revenue generation, experiential, but really to lean in with if we're in a mecca of people that are interested in golf, growing the game of golf, and supporting it to the fullest extent, not just at around our event, but at 12 months out of the year. And to me, that was one of the most appealing things to come into this community, which is I can use my background, use the expertise of the business community here and those that are doing things inside of the golf space to grow the game. And how do we just start to make them understand we're here? We're open for business. Let's have the discussions. Let's lean in and do this together. And let's continue to push the game of golf together in our region. And how do we take that to a global standpoint and have the global participants come here to play in our game and be at our tournament? The other thing that I would be remiss if I didn't say it, I spent a lot of time with Cognizant and their executives this week. Their intent for activation and advancement and charity and ongoing kind of discussions and integrating themselves into this community the right way as Cognizant, not just around the event, but what does Cognizant do on 12 months? Those conversations have begun as well. So I think we've got a great partner. We obviously have a place, a game, the entities, the organizations that are already doing great things here. I get to be the one that just puts all the pieces together and gets everybody in a room and then get out of everybody's way and let the creative people continue to push this forward. So that was one of the real key ingredients for me to take this, this job and this role in this marketplace was to be able to do that, you know, with such a great event, such a great partner and such a great county.
Has the scope of this entire operation, both near-term and long-term, fully hit you yet?
I met with marketing, PGA Tour's marketing and communications this week pretty extensively. And I told them, I said, look, I said, I know other events or previous editions, like if the executive director, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent becomes the face. And I said, look, I'm more than prepared to do that, but that's not real comfortable in that scenario because – to me, it is, look, first and foremost, it's about the community and the county that has continued to put this on, to your point, for 40 some odd years. It's now about Cognizant and their intent and why they got into this tournament or into this business. And then it's about the PGA Tour and the players. Right. And I'm none of that. Right. And so I just get to be the one. It's I tell people Jerry Jones made it good. I've worked for his family for a long time and. he said something to me. He's like, I just get to carry the ball. He's like, I've never viewed myself as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. I just get to carry the ball while I can. And that's something that's really stuck with me. Is like, I that's how I vision myself here in this role. Is there's a lot of great people that have done a lot of great things here. I just get to be the one that carries the ball for the next several years and see where we can take it. But the reality of it is those that I'm going to give credit to is going to be the community in the counties. It's going to be Cognizant. It's going to be the Palm Beaches, and it's going to be the PGA Tour and their players. And that's what this event needs to be about, because that's where we get another 40 years out of this. My name's not going to be around in 40 years. Those entities will all be around in 40 years, and so they need to get the credit because they're the ones that put the tournament on.
Obviously, it's a sensitive time in golf, certainly elephant in the room, and a lot of the stars we're talking about living in the area. There's several that are on a competing tour. Now, for you, trying to continue to build this event, and from a PGA Tour perspective, how does that alter your approach with this entire thing?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't think it does. I mean, again, we have a really, really strong contingency of players on the PGA Tour. And then we got really, really fortunate yesterday with Austin Ekrat, you know, winning our event and becoming the first champion of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. So, look, it doesn't really change my approach at all. I've told you in the past, and the way that I'm going to approach this is like, look, there's an open door policy. It's an open book. On my end, I want to have open lines of communication with as many as the agents and the player support, and then the players when I'm fortunate to talk to them, as possible. And I'll be honest with them of the things that we're trying to do, and I'd love their feedback in and around it, and things that they need or want out of our event to make it more accommodating for them and more appealing. You know, I'll run those ground balls out all day. And if I can't do it, then I'll just be honest with them. But it's not going to change my approach one bit. I love where we're headed. I love where this event is headed. And I certainly am in love with the quality of play and players that we saw this week and that we'll see continuing on the rest of the PGA Tour calendar. But again, to me, it's about let's control the controllables. And the controllables are the things that we're doing. And the effort that we're putting forth and the way that we're activating in the community and in the way that we're going to try to provide all of the right accommodations and opportunities for the players to participate with us. And I think if we do those things, Ken, like we'll be in a really, really strong position that we can have top quality fields each and every year. And then we just let the golf course do its thing to determine who's the winner. But, you know, to me, again, to answer it simply put, doesn't change it one bit. If I see those guys around town, I'll obviously have a drink with them and say hello and let them know the things that they're missing here on the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches.
And then finally, personally, you're about to transition, bringing the family down here and getting settled into to Palm Beach. Professionally, that transition has already begun. I know that it's probably a difficult ask, but if you could maybe handicap the next month or so, your timeline, what you're looking to get accomplished here.
No, again, back to I can tell you everything that I'm going to do. So I'm going to be in town. I'm fly back to Texas tomorrow. I told you before we jumped on here, I've run out of clothes. So I need to do some laundry, but the family's coming back next week. We've got a couple high school tours set up, and we're going to start obviously looking at which part of the county makes the most sense for us and our family to live. My kids, Texas schools let out at the end of May, so we're probably a June timeframe before the whole entire family's entrenched in the marketplace. But you know, a couple cool things have happened while I've been here. My 14-year-old is qualified for districts and track in the 2400 and the 800. And then my 16-year-old, has made second team all district basketball. So they're really, really excited about getting over here and seeing where they rack and stack from an athletic standpoint, with this county. So it'll be fun in that regard, but, I'll be spending as much time as I can here. My intent right now is probably I'm here for 2 weeks at a time. I'll have my family either come in over the course of some weekends, or I'll go home very quickly for a weekend and come back. I'm signing some paperwork to take over an apartment right now, so I'll have some housing. So I'll be here. You know, my mindset and but my body is here. So if you see me around town, stop me. Let's shake hands. Let's have a conversation. And you know, I look forward to anybody's feedback. But that should be kind of the next 30 days. Kind of outline of where my thoughts are and my time here in the county.
Hey, you might have seen it, But right outside of PGA National, the brand new Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf, something that binds us all. The collective goal to transcend the ordinary, introducing the new Callaway AI Smoke Driver with smart face technology. The new AI design club has multiple sweet spots across the face, making it an average of 7 yards longer than the prior model. Visit them in store for a free custom fitting at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shops or shop them online, worldwidegolf.com. Get there. More to come on the Only Golf Radio Show in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beach is live right here on ESPN 106.3. Austin Eckroat is the man of the year in the Cognizant Classic of the Palm Beaches, and his life has changed. Certainly his professional life, and most definitely probably his personal life as well. Austin Eckroat, a Monday finisher and a champion of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. We welcome you back to Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live right here on ESPN 106.3. We are 6 days removed, make it 5 days removed. Had to catch myself because of that Monday finish from Austin Eckroat hoisting the trophy at PGA National. We'll hear what he said post-round, and we'll listen to when the championship was clinched in just a second. Florida Power and Light Company, proud partner of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches and FPL. They're energizing the electric vehicle revolution by helping to boost Florida's EV charging infrastructure with more than 1,000 charging ports across the state. Visit FPL.com/EV to learn more. We'll hear part one of an extended chat between Rick Harrow, the sports professor and legend, and Jupiter resident Gary Player. That comes up later on in this Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live on Saturday. But first things first, let's hear the moment of magic on 18 Monday when Austin Eckroat closed it out to win his first ever PGA Tour championship.
And he made the putts, the birdies, when it mattered, when he hit it close earlier in this back nine. This putt on the way. Good looking one, and that is going to do it for Eckroat. And that is official. Austin Eckroat has broken through at the Cognizant Classic.
Then right off of 18 green, it was Austin Eckroat giving his initial reactions to Damon Hack of the Golf Channel. All of this courtesy of NBC and the Golf Channel.
Austin, congratulations. A couple days ago, you told me you were looking forward to the battle of a final round on the PGA Tour. What are you most proud of and how you fought and navigated your way to your first PGA Tour win?
Yeah, I'm just really happy with how I played the bear trap. You know, it's not a fun finish whenever you have to hold on to a lead. And then the adversity of, you know, sleeping mid-round, and you know, I'm just really happy with how I handled it, yeah.
You have such a calm demeanor. What was the self-talk like and the nerves like after you had shot after great shot through the bear trap?
Right. I just kept telling myself, you know, that, you know, I put myself in this position, you know, for a reason. It's what I want to do, you know, and then, you know, I was just happy that I was able to perform under the situation.
Your wife, Sally, is here. Your father, Steve, is here. Your old team, Oklahoma State, watching from Cabo. How would you describe your support system that helped bring you to this moment?
Yeah, I've got a fantastic support system, you know. Big family, you know, all love golf, you know, the Oklahoma State family, you know, my wife, obviously, you know, she's the best, and, you know, she travels pretty much every week. It's just, I've just got a great support system. I'm very, very happy to do it, not only for me, but for them as well, you know.
Look forward to seeing you throughout the rest of the Florida swing. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Then, after some time to let it sink in and after the trophy ceremony, it was Austin Eckroat with assembled media in the clubhouse at PGA National, just giving a little insight, especially into what life was like with the lead Sunday, but trying to figure out what to do with himself and thinking about what could be or what would maybe not be on Monday.
We'd like to welcome Austin Eckroat to the Media Center as a champion of the 2024 Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Austin, this is your first win on tour, an exciting day with a unique Monday finish. Can you just share where you are emotionally right now and your excitement to have a win on your belt?
Yeah, I'm really not sure how I feel yet. Haven't really settled down, but just super excited. And, you know, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life, and I really don't have a whole lot of words for it right now, but super excited.
This one gets you to number 17 in the FedEx Cup. It gets you into the remaining signature events, the Masters. I know you're excited about some of those upcoming events. So can you share what you're looking forward to next?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this afternoon and evaluating my schedule and seeing, you know, what the rest of the season's going to hold. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity upcoming with, you know, what the win does for me. And just, you know, the job security I gained from that as well. Just there's a lot that I really, you know, that this got for me. So
we'll open to questions. We'll start with Paul.
Austin, kind of a unique situation, having to finish on a Monday, sit on a lead for 2 days, basically. What did you spend yesterday evening doing as you prepped for this?
Yeah, I ate some dinner and then basically went to bed. I mean, there wasn't really a whole lot of time in between the delay, and then I had to get up early this morning and come right back out. So there really, luckily, there wasn't a whole lot of time to think. But, you know, I was just trying to keep myself distracted. I played some Sudoku on my phone, and that was it. So.
So there's your key. Just play some Sudoku and get ready for a Monday finish. That is the key to success for a first PGA Tour victory. Austin Eckroat, the 25-year-old, is the champion of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live here on ESPN 106.3. Oh, Gosling, slip on your boat shoes, dust off your driver. The good life awaits with Gosling's, the official rum of leisure. Hope everybody had an opportunity to stop by the Gosling's Bear Trap or get into the Gosling's Lounge. Gosling's, the official rum of leisure. That Gosling's Spirited Seas Ocean Aged Rum. What a revelation. Absolutely love it. Gosling's, the official rum of leisure. Family owned and operated. You're always in good hands with Gosling's. Our friend Rick Harrow, the sports professor, just a few weeks back was able to get a lengthy interview with Gary Player. What an absolute icon. The multi-time major winner, the Jupiter resident, and he talked about everything from the current state of golf to his days on the PGA Tour, to his fitness, to aging, things he's learned, wisdom over the years. It's worth your time. Part one of a two-part interview with Ricardo and Gary Player. Part two will air next week. But part one airs right now. If you're a golf fan, you're going to want to stay locked. This is Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live right here on ESPN 106.3.
This is iconic for many reasons. Can't think of a better icon, not only on the course, but in the boardroom, philanthropist, family man, in addition to the fact he will tell you how many times he has shot his age in official or unofficial competition. And for those of us who just want to be upright at his age, I present you Gary Player. My friend Gary Player, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Rick, and nice to be on your show.
Well, thank you very much for that. So let's go back in ancient history. It was November 1, 1935. You will not remember that day, but most of us will. You were ushered into this world. Did you early on, certainly not that day, but when did you have an inkling of greatness or an inkling that there was something special that was going to go on in your life?
That's always very difficult to go back and come to a conclusion. But having had a very, very tough life as a young man, my mother died when I was 9. My father worked in a gold mine 8,000 feet down for 30 years. My brother went to war at 18, just before he turned 18, to fight with the Americans in the last World War and its allies. And my sister was at boarding school. But Rick, you know, South Africa has the best schools in the world. You go to school with a tie on and a jacket. You stand up when the teacher comes in the classroom. They don't teach you any of this crazy stuff that's being taught that really is a great concern to parents nowadays. And the education is absolutely probably the highest in the world. Kids speak five languages. It's quite remarkable, which is a wonderful thing for your mind. And now I'm at the school and I'm having to get up every morning at 5:30 and travel an hour and a half to school in a tram, then walk across town. You wouldn't do that today at the age of 9, and then get on a bus and come home and there's a dark house, nobody there. And you have to cook your own food and make your own bed, which of course is good. And I lay in bed every night crying, wishing I was dead. And that was the greatest gift bestowed upon me in my entire life. And I, at that stage, I can vividly remember saying, when I become a champion, I didn't know at what, I'm going to help people who are struggling because I have a taste of what it's like and I don't want them to have that. And so I suppose it was something that was ingrained in me. I felt determined to do something. And certain people are born with certain gifts, irrespective of what it might be in the art, might be sports. It might be a great husband or a great wife, whatever it may be. And so I started to play golf. My father, if you worked on the gold mine, you could play on a golf course. And he asked me to come and play golf. And I said, not for me. It's a sissy's game. I was playing rugby and cricket and track and swimming at that time. And I reluctantly went along. And I loved it so much. And thank God, Rick. I mean, golf is the most unbelievable sport. Well, what sport do all sportsmen go to when they finish their particular sport? They all go to golf. And it's a game you can play forever. Every other sport is playing away. If you play the NFL for 4 years, you've done well. But how do you walk away with all these operations and concussions and things like that, boxing, all other sports? Golf, here I'm nearly 90, beating my age, beating par. Of course, there's a reason for that, because I kept in shape, worked out hard, watched what I eat, laugh a lot. I think it's essential, Rick, to laugh a lot, because the difference between laughing and being miserable is enormous. And laughing is a youthful cell, I think. And I think there are a lot of different things that I do. I work at it for longevity, because longevity, living a long time, is not luck. Luck is the residue of design. And this is something that the conclusion I come to, that I realized that you had to work for something. You weren't going to be given things for nothing. You had to work. And as I started to work, I could feel a determination in my body that I was telling myself I'm going to be a world champion. Now, whether I was kidding or not, but you've got to actually believe in yourself to do something. Lots of young boys come and ask me how they can become a champion. I don't have the answer, but I do know one thing. You've got to believe in yourself, and it's what made America the greatest country on the planet ever was hard work. Hard work. This is why you become so great. So, you know, it's a lot of – to answer a question like that directly is not easy.
Yeah, well – but there are many ways you could go. And one of the things that you didn't mention yet, but you deserve to, is you're a world-class role model and philanthropist. You've raised millions of dollars for children all across the globe, six continents, maybe seven. It's cold down there, but seven. And the bottom line is you've had the ability to transcend. First of all, what special trait does it take to be a world-class philanthropic fundraiser? And the second part, which is related, what's your perception of athletes as role models generally?
Well, first of all, I think the essential ingredient in life is to have love in your heart. Love is a stronger weapon. It's God's weapon. It beats an atomic bomb. It beats everything. And if you know, it really cures everything. I was around Nelson Mandela for 3 years, and he went to jail for 20 years for doing the right thing. And he came out, he had no bitterness. He was full of love, and you could see he oozed with love. And all the great people I met in my life are people that had love in their hearts and feeling for other people. I think that's so essential. And as far as other athletes are concerned, I think athletes have done a marvelous job. Obviously, they're good and bad in every walk of life. But if you look at golfers, for example, my sport, every one of them, Nicholas has a hospital, Palmer had a hospital, you know, this guy has that, this guy has that. We as a small company, Rick, we're a very small company, have raised over $100 million and changed the lives of millions of people's lives, which has been such, you know, they talk about, it's a very interesting thing, Rick, they talk about legacies. I don't believe in legacies. I believe you do something while you're here to the best of your ability. You try and contribute to society. When you're dead, you get the hang out of here and you go to another place and you try and you restart up there. And I think golfers have done a great job. They've built all these different facilities, and what a thrill it is to see people, particularly with the places I've been. You know, I've traveled more miles than any human being ever now. And when I go into places like China and see how they live there, you go into India, where they're a highly educated society and a wonderful country. You see how they live there, the poor people in Africa. my goodness me, don't let any American ever tell me how bad things are here. And they start telling me that. I say, I don't even want to listen.
Yeah.
You just don't know how lucky you are. And Reagan, President Reagan, who I admired once, said, you can take our very worst in this country, and it's better than most countries in the world. And this is what the youth of a nation, who are the trustees of posterity, they're the ones that are going to realize this. They got to keep this nation the great nation it is. And if you look, you know, freedom is such a special word, and Americans take it for granted. But freedom is dying in the world, Rick, big time. Around the globe, China,
yeah.
North Korea, Iran, Russia, China, and these are the big enemies of the Western world when you think about it. And so they are fighting us to try and destroy the freedom. And this is why it's imperative that schools and colleges, they're not teaching to the degree that they should. The value of freedom, if you think of the young men that died on the beaches of Normandy in France, for the sake of freedom. You don't get freedom through negotiation. You get freedom for fighting for it. And America fought for freedom to give us this great country.
Well, let's quantify your perspective, the world's most traveled athlete. You referred to it before. I have a number of 26 million kilometers, probably more. How do you maintain the difficult balance with mental and physical health on the road all the time? Surely you've woken up on some mornings and say, where the hell am I?
Funny enough, you know, I was in South Africa 7 months ago, and I went to the States, and I went back to South Africa, and I came over here, and I went back to South Africa. Now, that sounds very easy, but that's a long way and a big time change. Then I went to Australia for 10 days, and then I flew to L.A., then I flew up to Florida here. Then I went to the Bahamas. I came back for 2 days. I went to Houston and just got back yesterday. So I'm continuously traveling. Now, you first of all, I think that people feel too sorry for themselves, where they keep complaining about how bad the pressure, under stress, adversity. I think the greatest gift, bestowed upon me was struggling as a young man, because it makes you appreciate things and it gives you strength. And nobody, Rick, this is the thing. I have never met anybody in my life. I'm dying to meet somebody that doesn't have stress or adversity.
Yeah, sure.
This is something we got to realize, and we got to make the best of it. It's a challenge to living. But unfortunately, Rick, they're not teaching enough of mathematics and geography and philosophy in schools. They're teaching sometimes a lot of things that we don't approve of.
Well, and that's always going to be a debate, but hopefully with leaders who can speak about this, like you're talking about, things will stabilize. We hope so. But your physical longevity, this is why people are tuning in. They want to get the Fountain of Youth. Maybe there's a Gary Player pill. But I will say this. There is no Gary Player pill. There's hard work. There's diet. You could talk about it. Jack wins a major at 46. Phil wins a major at 50. You're doing all of these sit-ups and push-ups, and you're pushing 90. What's the key to your physical longevity? And what advice would you give to golfers to see if they can reach that pot of gold?
You know, Rick, the advice I'm going to give now, people are not going to adhere to it, because you live in a land of milk and honey. And now the single most important thing to live a long time and live well is to undereat. And unfortunately, America, this great country, all overeat. Over 80% of Americans are obese. They talk about COVID, which was serious, but it was part of a disease that comes along in life, like polio and all these other diseases. But diabetes is far more of a pandemic than COVID. If you think that America, in X amount of years' time, unless there's a drastic change, 100 million Americans will have diabetes in a matter of time. And this is very, very, very serious, because it adds to the medical bill, and I don't know if people can afford that kind of thing, irrespective of how strong and how well you are, well off economically. So we've got to get the youth of the nation first of all, to be well-educated, to be well-mannered, to honor thy mother and thy father, and to realize that they've got to carry on the baton of working hard. And also, Rick, to exercise. You don't have to exercise profusely like I do. Just walking is a great exercise. The other thing is laugh a lot. Laugh, keep, and make yourself happy. You have a choice of being happy or sad. Damn it. So many people choose, sad. And I think the young people today have got to read more. They don't read enough. Cursive is a thing, is a past orbit. You've got to read. You've got to write. It's very, very important to be able to read. Most athletes are renowned as very poor speakers. They're inundated with making money, and they forget to realize the value of speaking well. An athlete, a businessman like yourself, look how well you speak because you studied it. You've got to study speaking well because that's communication, isn't it?
Part two with the legend, Gary Player, next week, right here on Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches Live. At Edwin Watts Golf Shops, there's something that binds us all, the collective goal to transcend the ordinary, introducing the all-new TaylorMade QI10 Max driver, combining TaylorMade distance with the forgiveness of 10K inertia. Experience your drives in 10K. Visit them in-store for a free custom fitting at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shops or shop them online at worldwidegolf.com. Get there. Hey, and I hope a lot of you got to visit the Tito's Stillhouse Lounge overlooking the 10th green and 17th hole at the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches last weekend. Tito's, the official vodka sponsor of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches and the PGA Tour as a whole. This was year number 8 as a sponsor of the Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. And Tito's, again, proud to be a part of an event that so positively impacts the Palm Beaches community as the official vodka of the PGA Tour. Tito sponsors 35 tournaments annually across the PGA Tour family of events, Korn Ferry Tour, PGA Tour champions, and the PGA Tour all over the U.S., and they're proud to help those tournaments support their local communities and the nonprofits those events contribute to. Tito's handmade vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. That's Tito's. When we return, leaderboard update, Bay Hill. We're back after this. Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches live right here on ESPN 106.3. Quick leaderboard presented by Gosling's, the official rum of leisure, Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer Invitational. How about this? 6-way tie for the lead going into Saturday. Russell Henley, Hideki Matsuyama, Brian Harman, Wyndham Clark, Scotty Scheffler, Shane Lowry, all 7 under par. Will Zalatoris, one shot back. That's what you need to know from Bay Hill. That'll do it for us here on this Saturday. We'll do it again next Saturday, the only golf radio show, Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beach is live on ESPN 106.3. Have a great weekend, everybody.